This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It's been transferred to T-shirts and mugs, but here's the phrase in its natural habitat in London.
Mind the gap, please.
Mind the gap, a reminder in the subway here not to stumble into the gap between the platform and the train. This week from London, we're minding the gap between rich and poor in this city with lessons for Britain and the U.S. Here in the U.K., food bank charities say thousands more people are turning to them for help, and some say the increased need is caused by sweeping cuts in welfare spending. The BBC's Faria Massoud has more from a low-income neighborhood in East London.
Staff at the Tower Hamlets food bank make up bags of groceries for the dozens of people who come here daily. They're people who can't afford to feed themselves. This food bank is just a few minutes away from London's Canary Wharf financial centre. But this is one of the poorest boroughs in Britain.
Two tins of fruit, one milk, please.
The people who come here are referred by their doctor or local social services department. I spoke to one man who didn't want to give his name. He told me he'd recently lost his job.
I don't want to be here. I know many people are here in the same circumstances. I just never thought I would end up here.
I mean, you get some pretty basic stuff here, like there's not much fresh fruit and veg.
I don't care much about fresh fruit and veg right now. It's not a luxury I can afford, really.
In the last year alone, there's been a 160% increase in people using food banks. That's according to the Trussell Trust, a Christian charity that runs almost 40% of the UK's food banks. Amy Kimbangi is the project coordinator here at the Tower Hamlets branch.
Since we set up in 2010, we have seen increased numbers of people coming year on year and actually now month on month. Now we're feeding between 1 and 200 people per month.
And tell me a little bit about freeloaders. Are there people abusing this system?
I'd say there are very, very few people who abuse the system. People who come here feel ashamed, feel embarrassed, and we have a system in place to make sure that the people that we see here are those people and that we're giving the food to the ones who really need it.
Critics of the government's welfare cuts say it's a scandal that people are forced into the kind of poverty that sends them to line up at food banks. But John O'Connell at the Taxpayers Alliance, a campaign group that backs the government cuts, says food banks are a good thing. The government can't take care of everyone.
In terms of the burden on taxpayers, it certainly reduces that. The answer isn't always government handouts. You know, that's endemic of the growth of the benefit system, which engenders a culture of dependency in the UK.
In London, I'm Faria Massoud for Marketplace.